Vov Mal Cheshvan, Monday the 15th of October, Rabbi Yisroel Meir Chizik, on a topical theme.
Learned during the course of this year, the Aliyah of the Neshama, my father, Avi Mori, the Yotzai today, Vov Mal Cheshvan, Tziyash Ben Yaakov. I come over from Manchester, being a rabbi, teaching a full day there. I thought I'd get one day off today. Baruch Hashem, here for good reasons. So, I want to share with you a question that Mashor and Yevomis asks on this week's Edra. He asks, if Avraham Avinu kept Kolato Kola, as we know he did, why did he do Bris Mila only after he was told to? Why wait till age 100? He kept Kolato Kola. Why was Bris Mila an exception? What happened to Bris Mila? Why was that meant an exception?
He wanted to be told.
He wanted to be told to do it. One of the answers. There's one of many answers. One of the answers, the Polybiophus is a very interesting answer. He says, if you don't have a mitzvah to do Bris Mila, it's actually now very to do it. You're injuring yourself. So until Avraham was told, and I was given a mitzvah to do, it was not very. Says the Meshech Chochma Vayishlach, this is the reason why Shimon and Levi killed Anshei Shechem. They did Bris Mila Shiloh L'Shem Gerus. There's no mitzvah involved. They're doing an aver with their Bris Mila. Bnei Noach is also to injure himself. Bnei Noach is Chav Misa, they killed them. That's the reason the Panimiophus gives why Avraham Avinu had to wait for the mitzvah. Until the mitzvah is there, you can't do this navera. Interesting fact. Ben Noach is Chav Mitzvah for Shabbos Ben Noach. Avraham Avinu. How do you keep Shabbos?
Yeah.
It's not like actually, it's not probably Shabbos. We learn Noach Achayoyim. There's a way to, in those times, he kept Shabbos. The most Shabbos is, he couldn't make Shabbos. But there's.
Also.
Shabbos.
They waited.
Sorry?
They waited to be told.
Who waited? Yeah, but it wasn't Shem Gerus. It wasn't a Shem Gerus. Mila is a mitzvah that's done a Shem Gerus. If it's not done a Shem Gerus, it was done for any other reasons. A goy who does Bris Mila, it's not a mitzvah.
They were told, you do Bris Mila, you can intermarry with us. That's Shem Gerus.
But their Mila, their intent wasn't the Shem. Their intent wasn't to convert and become Eden.
Intermarry.
But their kavanah wasn't to become Yidden, to become Gerim. When they did Bris Mila, it wasn't because we wanted the Shem Gerus. When they get going, if someone comes to Gerim, you mean the Shem Gerus. Their Mila was done for other purposes, for other reasons, ulterior motives. It wasn't the Shem Gerus, it's not Mila.
Is Chayva also for a
Ben Noach?
Ben Noach. It's only
Misa,
no?
Misa.
It's just injury, isn't it?
It's not. That's what I'm saying. That's Ponyo Officers. Oslachablatsme. The Ru'aim, I think he was a different test. The Ru'aim himself says, notice what you said, Gov Lam Tzavoisa. Avraham knew he'd been given the mitzvah at one stage. He preferred to wait for the mitzvah and then do Bris Mila rather than catching it before the mitzvah. You only get one chance to Bris Mila. I'd rather do it after the mitzvah than do it before it. God the mitzvah voice. Interesting, the Imre Emes adds on, according to the Sfas, the Imre Emes adds on from the Sfas Emes, that according to Rabbeinu Tam, a goy who does Bris Mila for other reasons, not the Shem Gerus, for whatever reason it is, he does Bris Mila, he can never become a ger. Because you can't do Bris Mila again. You can't do Mila Shem Gerus. A goy that does Bris Mila for other reasons can never. Ain't no takona. Ain't no takona. She says, that's why Avraham wanted to wait. Avraham waited for the mitzvah because I'm furthering a once proper with a mitzvah. I've got a mitzvah versa. That's the rain. That's the rain. As I said, Rabbi in terms of it, ain't no takona. Ain't no takona. Ain't no takona. Ain't no takona.
They do convert.
Okay, again, this is the halacha. This is what I've been saying.
Sorry?
Yeah, Rabbi Moore, the Gordon's party. Yeah, like, obviously, the communists are not alocha. So, Rabbi Tam's head of the cost, not alocha. The Maril Diskin, he offers another test. So, while Rabbi had to wait, Maril Diskin says, based on the drosha the Gemara brings in Avodah Zorah, from the words himoil, yimoil. Two words, and this is Pasha. Himoil, yimoil. The Gemara makes a drosha and says, only himoil, if you have the mitzvah of Dibri Smila, you could be yimoil, be a moil on someone else. If you haven't got the mitzvah, you can't be a moil. To qualify as a moil, you've got to have the mitzvah of Bris Mila yourself. The Gemara says, therefore, an Aravi mohul, an Arab, even though he himself is mohul, can't do Bris Mila someone else. He himself is mohul already, can't be a moil, because he hasn't got the mitzvah. Only someone who has the mitzvah of Bris Mila can be a moil and do Bris Mila on others. Says Maril Diskin, if so, he obviously Avraham had to wait, because without the mitzvah, he couldn't be a moil on himself. To be a moil, one of the qualifications needed, you have to have a mitzvah yourself. So until you receive the mitzvah, then it can be the moil.
He was a moil
on himself. Sorry?
He was a moil on himself.
Yeah. Well, seriously, he might not have been. But in order to be a moil on himself, you had to receive the mitzvah first. He had to wait till the age of 100, get the mitzvah, and then I can be a moil and do mitzvah myself. He moil, he moil, Maril Diskin.
So, why wasn't he killed for doing Gomri?
Sorry, sir?
Yishmael. If there was no mitzvah for him to be Gemalah.
Yishmael was. I've brought the mitzvah to be Yishmael.
Mitzvah to be
Malah's son. I've brought the mitzvah to my son.
No,
no, no. That was my discount. But it's clear. Sorry? It's a Torah. How could Sephora be Bismillah on Moshe on the Geshe Lezim on the children? Gemotu's about it. For the Maril Diskin, it's clear, he understands the Dirosh of Himol Yimol to mean that in order to qualify as a Mol, you've got to have the mitzvah of Bismillah. Maril Diskin understands that Himol Yimol, that Dirosh tells you to be a Mol, you've got the mitzvah. If you look at the end of the Sedra, the Chaim seems to understand that Dirosh differently. There seems to be a machlokes towards the end of the Sedra. Once Avram was given a mitzvah, who did he take care of first? Did Avram first take care and do Bris Mila on Anshei Besoi and then on himself? Or did he first do Bris Mila on himself and then on Anshei Besoi? The Ramban says, first he did Bris Mila on Anshei Besoi and then on himself. Why? Because he's concerned, if he first has Bris Mila on himself, he'll be ill. He's a choyla. Once Bris Mila, he's a mo, he's a choyla. He won't be able to take care of others. So first he took care of others, then himself. Says the Achayim, that can't be. Says the Achayim, because as long as Avram Avinu was an Orel, he can't do Himoil on someone else. Himoil, Himoil. As long as an Orel, first he had to Bris Mila on himself, get himself mohul, and then he can take care of others. So from the Achayim we see, Himoil, Himoil, it's not enough to have the mitzvah of Bris Mila to qualify as a mohul. You've got to actually be mohul yourself to be a mohul. The Racham seems to understand that Rosh is different to Maril Diskin. Maril Diskin understands it's enough to have the mitzvah, they can be a moil. The Racham seems to say you have to be moil yourself. The problem with that is, so how did Avraham Avinu do Bris Mila on himself? Although he was given a mitzvah, I'm still an Ora. How could you Bris Mila, if you need to be moil to do me a moil, so how can you do Bris Mila on himself? He was given a mitzvah, great. But still, I haven't yet been moil, so how can I do Bris Mila on myself? Pirkei Rebbe Elazar says he called Shem Ben Noach. Shem Ben Noach was noilad mohul, was born mohul. He called him over to Bris Mila. Shem Ben Noach was no more. He called him over to Bris Mila. The problem with that is, in the Gemara it's clear Aravi mohul. It doesn't help to be mohul. You have to have a mitzvah. The Gemara is clear Aravi mohul. It's nothing to do with having Bris Mila. Even if you mohul yourself, you can't be mohul on others. You have to have a mitzvah. It's not enough just to be mohul. You have to have a mitzvah to be mohul on someone else. So how could that be Shem Ben Noach? Great, he was known as mohul. He wasn't given, Avram was given a mitzvah. How could that Shem Ben Noach? This is the kasha really on the Korn Tel Avshat. But that's Maril Diskin or Achan. But that's another teretz we perhaps we can use to answer and explain why he had to wait 800 to get a mitzvah. The Briskarov, there's two tourism said there, but they name on the Briskarov. One Torah said there, Bris Mila is a bris, a covenant. It needs two parties. If you haven't been given a mitzvah, who's the second party? Bris Mila between two people. Bris. to covenant between two people. If you aren't given a mitzvah, who are you making a bris between? There's no second party there. So you had to wait for the mitzvah. Alright, I've got a second party there. Why should I make a bris milah? That's the essence of a bris to two people, two parties. Shem Viskrov. The famous Londonish Terrets, the Yeshivish world give, the name of the Briskerov. So the Briskerov, the Briskerov. Until you get the mitzvah bris milah, or rather before we received that mitzvah, there was no oral law. The concept, the arlos, there's nothing to cut. Only once you were given a mitzvah bris milah, now you remain in oral until you perform the mitzvah. But before we had the mitzvah, there was no ruach ha'arelim. The concept of ha'arelim, something to cut, there's only once you were given a mitzvah, now you remain in oral until you actually perform that mitzvah. If there is no mitzvah, then there's nothing for you to do. So Avraham Avinu had no mitzvah until he was given the mitzvah. The mitzvah is only there once you want. The arlos there once you get the mitzvah. So that's the Briskerov's famous tarots. The Meshachachmas is beautiful. Meshachachmas uses that to explain something beautiful. And this is Pasha. Meshachachmas says, according to that, I've got a beautiful way of understanding Rashi. He seems to create problems. And this is Pasha. Rashi says, after Avraham Avinu was told the mitzvah bris milah, Vayipol Avram Alponov. Hashem spoke to him. Avram fell on his face. So Rashi, why? Why? So Rashi, because Avram really realized he's an Oriel. An Oriel talker to the Shekhinah, he fell on his face. The question is, this is not the first time he spoke to Ribbono Shel Olam. There's many more times spoke to. What happened all those times? The first time Avram really fell on his face was today, in Parshas Lech Lecha. But he spoke to Ribbono Shel Olam many times before. Why is the first time he fell on his face? Says Meshe Chochma, because until he was given the mitzvah bris milah, he wasn't an orel. Now that you're given the mitzvah, now you're an orel. Fell on face. So he uses that term Meshe Chochma to explain that only once you give the mitzvah, then you're an orel. Until then, you're not an orel. That's the same mitzvah.
But if as soon as he's given the mitzvah, he's an orel, so then he still can't do the bris milah.
On himself. Well, we're called the Racham, but the Mardiska says it's enough to have the mitzvah bris milah to do Berl himself. You don't have to actually be bold. The Mashal himself gives a very one of his turrets himself. Okay, he just says Avraham Avinu kept Kalat Torah Kula, yes, but not always. He only started keeping Kalat Torah Kula after he did bris milah. There's no kasha. Why did he wait? No, you're right, he kept Kalat Torah Kula, but that was only after he did bris milah. That's what Mashal says. And with that, the Mashal answers many other kashas. People might ask Avraham Avinu. When Avraham Avinu married Sarah, he didn't know your dati. In this week's parsha, he know your dati. Avraham Avinu says to Sarah, now I know Isha Yifas Mareot. Asks all the Mefarshim, everyone asks. A Yid can't marry a woman till he sees her first. How Avraham Avinu kept Kalat Torah Kula? How on earth did he marry Sarah without seeing her first? This is the famous kasha. Everyone asks, this is Pasha. Osul Odom is forbidden for any Yid to marry a woman until he sees her first. Shema Yimsa Bodov Maguna. So how did Avraham manage to marry Sarah without seeing her first? And in all your doubts, now I know you're beautiful. You never knew till now, you never saw her. Avraham kept, says, Mashal, according to this, I can answer. He married Sarah before he did bris milah. He kept Kalat Torah Kula only after bris milah. He married Sarah before bris milah. Is not kasha anymore. He only kept Kalat Torah Kula after bris milah. Before bris milah, he didn't keep Kalat Torah Kula. There we are. So, myself for bris milah. That's Mashal's using this terrorist to explain how Avraham marries Hogar. Hogar was a mitzvah. Can't marry mitzvah. Only kept Kalat Torah Kula after bris milah. He used that same yisur to answer many kashas one might ask Avraham Avinu if he kept Kalat Torah Kula. He said, you're right, he did, but only from bris milah. The problem with that, Mashal, sorry?
Bris milah wasn't mitzvah voice,
so therefore
he could only do it once, but as far as the
Nasin,
he could make a second
Nasin. And
therefore?
Therefore, he didn't mind marrying her now. Yeah, but still, Kalat Torah Kula, you can't marry someone until you see her first. So how did he go about marrying Saul without seeing her first? No, that's not vera. If you have a mitzvah, a second chance to do a mitzvah, then I'll do it now. I'll do a second chance to do a mitzvah. It's not vera. It's not vera to do a mitzvah without a kedusha. So how did you go about doing that kedusha if it's not vera? But when it's a mitzvah, you can say, okay, I'll do a repeat again later and in a better way. But here, it's not vera. How can you commit that vera? Hogar's a mitzvah.
Hogar's
a mitzvah. She wasn't a mitzvah. Hogar's a mitzvah.
mitzvahs, to marry mitzvahs, to marry mitzvahs, to marry the problem with that mashal is, he does a fantastic job with answering the kashon Avraham Avinu. The problem is we can ask exactly the same kashon Yitzchak Avinu. He also married Rivka without seeing her first, and we haven't got mashal's answer. Because Yitzchak married Rivka after the Bris Milah. So the Mashal's terrorist does an amazing and fantastic job in answering the kashon Avraham. We have the same kashon Yitzchak. He married Rivka without seeing her first. And he married her after Bris Milah.
He sent the Shliach to see her.
The Gemara said you can't send, the Gemara in Mashal Kalash said you can't send the Shliach. Ashriyana, you have to see her first. Boyish Mishnah.
The Kishon, the Nisuin, maybe that was the Nisuin.
You can't do Nisuin for Mishliach. The Kishon was after Mishliach.
Was that a Kiddushin?
I think so. So far, they ask, how could Bisuri have this Kiddushin? Well, with Shai, who was Kiddushin? But Rivka was three. The Gemara says the father can't accept Kiddushin for a girl, Kishi Kitana. It's not the Kashi they ask. But it was Kiddushin. So the problem is, how are we going to answer that question? We answered that wrong. How are we going to answer the question in this
one? He did see her. She got off her camel.
That's after Kedushin. That was after Kedushin. The Gemara says you can't do Kedushin until you've
what
seen her before the Kedushin.
What could have been in those days? In the old days, Kedushin was only beer. Another verse always said, you're my wife, you're not my wife. That's all there was to it. And she saw her and said, you're my wife, she wasn't his wife.
I think they do believe, they do understand that the condition was from Eliezer to Bisuel or to Lavan, depending on the shadow.
Bring her to Yitzchak to see if he liked her.
But Yikach, that was Nisuin. I think the consensus is that the condition was earlier. That's the belief. That's what called down is. I've seen a teretz mentioned, but I don't think you can use this teretz. Yitzchok, as we know, Rashi points out by the Akedah, the Malachim cried, the Mois went to Yitzchok, and Yitzchok became blind. So maybe there's no Avera to marry, because he couldn't see her anyway. Yitzchok couldn't have seen Rivka anyway, because he was blind. So there's no problem marrying her unless you've seen her first. He couldn't see her anyway. Because anyway, you can't tell a blind person, don't matter, they say, well, I can't see anyway. He's blind. Now, I've seen it, so it's mentioned, but it's not a terrorist. Because the Medrash Rabba says those tears on the Malachim only caused him to go blind later when he aged. At the time, he was still wasn't blind yet. So, bad to go one. So, how do you come marry Rivka without seeing a first?
The blind person can't
get married. Sorry? No. The problem of marrying someone without seeing her first is because when you do see her, you might find something you don't like about her. A blind person having another problem. So a blind person can marry someone anyway, it's not a problem. So that was a terrorist we could have used for Yitzchok, but it's not a terrorist because he only became blind later, not Shas Ignition. So that's how...
She didn't have to cover herself.
Other senses.
If he was blind. She wouldn't have had to cover herself for him, but Gat Chatzoi.
Fatiskos,
if he was blind.
It's a medish. Yeah. You could, I think of Chaim Kaufman says this turret, Mishcha Shema. He says Yitzchok was not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael and go to Chutz La'aretz. So he could go. The Avera of doing Kedushin with a girl as you see her first is only if you could see her. If you can't see her, there's no way for you to see her. You're not bound. If you can't, you can't. If you can, then don't. If you can't, you can't. If you can see her, then don't marry her till you see her first. Yitzchok couldn't see her. He wasn't allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. He wasn't allowed to the Oilo. He wasn't allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. He couldn't see her. It's not there. That's B'chaim Kaufman's terror. That's B'chaim Kaufman's Chesak
Gemara. Sorry?
Sorry? You're right, but that again, the Torah, if it's Iyasha, I can't see her.
Why you say that Kedushi just broke the Eliezer?
Again, I mentioned that earlier, but I think this foreign do believe that the Kedushi was taking place then. Sorry? Reb Chaim Kaufman, or Shiva Tzvayis Yaakov.
He gave two times.
Reb Chaim Kaufman, Zichasad Nevrocha. The Ramban in Parshas Toldos, says something which I don't understand why it's been ignored, because this Ramban could be used to answer the Kasha both on Avram and on Yitzchok. Why Avram married Sarah without seeing her first, and why Yitzchok married Rivka without seeing her first. So Ramban in Parshas Toldos, the others kept collateral kula, yes, but only in Eretz Yisrael, no Chutz La'aretz. Avraham, my son, Chutz La'aretz, Yitzchok Kedushin took place in Chutz La'aretz. Simple answer. That text will answer and explain both Avraham and Yitzchok. So? Yitzchok.
It's not the right.
It's not the right. It's Chazal. No. Stop on. The Gemara says he kept even the Shiva
Dabonim.
Yeah. So somebody else we can answer that. Big show your story. Let's finish off. This is really the top something. There aren't answers to this kasha how they both married Soron and Rivka, because someone mentioned Shem Yitzchok. The whole problem of marrying someone without seeing her first is Shem Yitzchok Dover Maguna. Avraham and Yitzchok are not going to have that problem. This Meshach Hashem brings the Chaim Kaufman brings down as well from one of the Sforim that they were on their level. There wasn't going to be a problem of a haftar v'echa kamech about them. They might find something despicable and not like it. That problem wasn't going to exist by Avraham and Yitzchok. They were the very old man from that singer first. You might see her later, might find something you don't like about her. That's not going to have be by Avraham and Yitzchok. Sorry? There we are. It's interesting. There was a shul in, I don't know where the shul was, where they used to bid Chosn Torah. And every year someone would bid and bought Chosn Torah and gave it to the Rav. One year, some other member of Shul started bidding, and higher, and he bought it for himself. So, gave him Chosn Torah himself. At the Seder, the Kiddush, they called the Chosn Torah, the Rav got out to speak. Now, you can imagine, I don't know the Rav's personal feelings, but the Rav, this is what the Rav asked. He asked the Kasha, and he gave an answer. You can't marry a woman until you see her first. So, how could you become a chosn to have you seen Kodat Torah Kodah? How could you do Kedushin with it to become chosn Torah? Have you been through Achirah and have been through Kodat Torah Kodah? He said, no, I've got a simple answer. The whole problem is Shemim Sibod of a Maguna. You'll never learn Torah anyway. You won't find anything wrong with it. No, Shemim Sibod. You won't see Torah anyway. It was your joke on this man, but she was like, you won't find no problem with you because you won't find Torah anyway. The whole problem is he might see it, but he won't have the problem with Maguna because you're not going to learn anyway.
Yaakov
went without seeing her. He must have seen her. He was in the house, though.
He knew he was marrying her.
Okay, but he saw her.
So, that's a bit of a better answer.
Yeah, he's going to talk about
it. How's he going to find Maguna
in the Torah? Like Ravon Leib said, someone came to Ravon Leib and said, I don't understand. He goes, do you like shawarma? What's shawarma? Do you like steak? What steak? Now this American bocha loves shawarma and loves steak. He said, Barney, I don't understand. Or rather, I do understand, but I don't understand you. He said, Barney, everyone's trying to huck it to me. Terror sweet. No, everyone has the same taste buds. I like shawarma, Barney doesn't like shawarma. Barney likes Torah, I don't like Torah. So why is Moshe trying to force down me Torah? I don't like Torah. It's different taste buds. You like Torah, I don't. I like steak, you don't like steak. So why are you trying to force something to force feed me? So Malik said, no. Is there something that everyone in the world agrees to is definitely sweet and not sour? So what is that? Honey. There's no one that can tell you honey is sour. Honey by nature, the essence of honey is sweet. So Malik said, Torah is also honey, it's sweet. Oh, sorry. So Malik said, but if a person who has sores in his mouth and puts honey down him, it's going to be sour. Because the sores are going to ruin the tastes of the honey. Torah is honey. Torah is sweet. The problem with you finding it sour is because you've got sores in your mouth. Obviously not physical ones, but spiritual sores. Perhaps you're not using your mouth correctly. Torah, in essence, Torah by nature is sweet. So you can't, shows no good. Torah is sweet. There's no dovama good about Torah. The same message about it. There's no dovama good about Torah. I'm sure you said to yourself, my father, I share with you, the last conversation I had with my father, Zechon Levracha, was a few hours before he collapsed. It was 3-4 hours. And there was discussion about Emunah. Believe it or not, we discussed how the Rebbeinu Shlomo, who levadoi, only Rebbeinu Shlomo runs the world, and it's one of the Rebbeinu Shlomo. It was a nice deep discussion, it was a good, healthy conversation. I got my phone feeling really good. Felt really, it was a good conversation I had with him. We saw that in my father many times through his tefillah. He really believed that with tefillah you can accomplish anything you want because you're talking to the one who can do what he wants, like Kolocho. That's tefillah. I said over in school, the Abdul Rav once saw a wine merchant who had queues of people outside his house. Not to buy wine, a wine merchant with queues of men, people queuing up outside his house. But not to buy wine. They were queuing up to get brochas from this simple wine merchant. And the problem, not the problem was, the amazing thing was that his brochas came true. People were going to the brochas actually came about. And the Abdul Rav was concerned. Is this man of concern? He was suspicious. Is this man a hidden, 36 hidden tzaddikim, the wine merchant? No long beat. Is he one of the lama devout tzaddikim? Or is it perhaps the kishuf? The story brought down that Abdul Rav disguised himself and he went to stay with this man to see what's going on in his home. He couldn't find anything there. So at the end, after a few days, he said to himself, listen, I'm the Abdul Rav. Please tell me what's with the brochas. Tell me what's the secret behind your brochas. And this is what the man said. He said, as you know, you can see I'm a wine merchant. I buy wine wholesale, sell it at retail price. This is the way I make money. So I buy wine, I make it. With the money I make from the wine, I buy more wine, I sell it. And this is how the business works. He said, there was a time when the business was going down and down and down until I had no money left to buy more wine to sell. The business was dry. Nothing happening, nothing going on, was dry. And it was going drier and drier, from bad to worse and worse to even worse. It was going really bad. My wife was pushing me the whole time. Look for an investor. Get someone who's happy to invest cash into a business. And they share the profits half off. And I said, no, but the British look after us. One day, 2 days, my wife keeps on nagging me. Come on, you've got to look for an investor. Go to the market. Try to find who's happy to invest some cash flow into your business. So it came to a time, my children were there, literally rags on the table. There was nothing, no bread to eat, water to drink. He said, I went on the way to the marketplace and listened to my wife, looking for cash, someone invest cash into my business. I was walking through a forest, said this wine merchant, when I suddenly stopped, I looked upwards, and I said, Rabbeinu Shlomo, I'm on the way to the market to look for an investor into my business. But I don't want any human being involved in my business. Hashem, you be my partner. You give me the cash and we'll share the profits half-half. Half to stock half to myself. With that, I turned around, went back home to my wife and I said, I've got the best investor, the richest. We're sorted. Said the man to the Abdul Rav, from that day on, believe it or not, our business started growing and growing and growing. And Baruch Hashem, our business is doing very well. Now, said the Abdul Rav, I understand why you have queues of people living outside, queuing them outside the house. Someone who lives with the Ribbono Shel Olam, has the Ribbono Shel Olam as his partner in business, his partner in his life. No wonder why your brachas come true. Hashem is your partner. Whatever you do, Kol Asher Lo Yes Matzad, whatever you do, you tie his gold. That's the secret to Emunah. Someone who believes and lives by Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what we saw at home in our father. Everything he did and everything he said was al pi Hashem. Is this what Hashem wants? Is this what Hashem wants? And that's when he said, before he answered, when we asked him the question, he never answered straight away. He was always pause and then answer. He thought, isn't what I'm saying going to be Lashon Hara? Always al pi Hashem. Someone who lives with that awareness, should be see Hashem, like your soulmate, is guaranteed to receive every single bracha. It's a pleasure to speak this morning. So is there.